It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. We're participating in a national conversation with NPR and other member stations called A Nation Engaged. And this week we're asking the question, how can we create economic opportunity for more Americans? The two major party presidential candidates are waging a campaign over the state of the economy, and we've heard a lot about what's not working. But what are the ideas that could create more jobs and opportunities for workers and their families right here in the New York region? Joining us now is Adam Friedman. He's the executive director of the Pratt Center for Community Development. Adam, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
We've heard a lot during this election about the decline in good-paying manufacturing jobs. First, what is the state of manufacturing right here in New York?
It's a challenge being a manufacturer here in New York City, but there's been some growth over the past 3 years. Strong in Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, and Staten Island. You know, the only place where it's really challenging and where we're still seeing big declines is in Manhattan.
Would you say that's because of real estate?
Real estate is a major challenge for manufacturers in New York City. And it's not only the high cost of real estate, it's the instability.
Now, again, real estate is one constant problem that plagues New York, in other ways, housing as well. What can be done to address this and, in the process, create more opportunity for people?
I think there's two big strategies that need to be deployed to strengthen the manufacturing sector in New York. The first has to do with new types of zoning. New York City has extremely porous, unstable industrial zones. Even though something has the manufacturing label on it, a whole bunch of other uses can be squeezed in there. So everything from hotels and self-storage to offices and entertainment venues. And if the city really wants to encourage manufacturers to reinvest in a neighborhood, they need to know that they have some stability in their lease. The other strategy that the city really needs to focus on is cultivating a nonprofit industrial development sector, having nonprofits acquire and build and maintain the space. We in New York City have some great examples of that, the largest and perhaps the best well-known being the Brooklyn Navy Yard,
right,
which is 300-acre city-owned area of Brooklyn that is managed by a nonprofit under contract.
They have
to the
city. Movie sets, and they have making pickles at the Brooklyn Navy Yard, right?
That's correct, and they're going to be making a whole lot more. They do very advanced manufacturing. They're building another 3 million square feet of space in the next 3 years. They expect employment to go from around 8,000 to 16,000.
To spur economic growth, many cities, including New York City, focus a lot on the creative economy. These tech startups, 3D printing, businesses that require engineers and designers, and people, you know, with advanced degrees. Is there a danger that this kind of focus would leave certain people behind?
I don't think there's any doubt that the innovation sector or the creative economy is driving a significant amount of New York City's growth at this point. But it requires very high levels of educational attainment. And there needs to be a real long-term intentional strategy about how to create a much more diverse pipeline going into the creative economy.
Let's get a little political here. I mean, how would you evaluate the ideas from the presidential candidates about strengthening manufacturing?
Over the past 20-odd years, I've probably met with 1,000 manufacturers. I've easily been in 1,000 factories. And I can count on one hand the time an owner has said to me, if only you would cut taxes, I could create jobs. So not the issue for the vast majority of small and mid-sized companies. What they're concerned about is infrastructure, right? Getting their product to market, getting the materials that they need. Second, workforce development. There's a real need for much greater funding for our community colleges. Within 10 years, 40% of all the jobs in manufacturing will require an associate's degree or at least 2 years of college.
So what can we do here in New York to create more economic growth?
Well, first of all, when we're looking to buy, we should look for locally made products. People don't realize this, but there's actually 6,500 local manufacturers employing about 74,000 people in New York City. The value in doing that is not only keeping the jobs local, keeping the money in your neighborhood, but also reducing carbon emissions so you don't have to ship everything in and out, and sort of cultivating local value, local aesthetics.
Adam Friedman is the executive director of the Pratt Center for Community Development. Adam, thanks a lot.
Happy to be here.
What ideas do you have about how to create more economic growth and jobs in New York City? Tweet us and share your thoughts and keep the conversation going. We're at WNYC, or you can call and leave a message. The number is 8558-MY-WNYC.